I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Toronto International Film Festival returns this year. All screenings, as well as industry events and panels, are fully in person for the first time since 2019. Today, Jolie from the Toronto Film Files discusses the return of the festival and highlights some of the Canadian films debuting at TIFF this year. Along with the blog, Jolie's work for audio and print has been featured across several Toronto and Canadian-based outlets.
So my name is Jolie. I have a blog where I write about films called Toronto Film Files. I've been writing about films on that blog for a few years now. I also am a regular contributor to Wiley Writes, which is another film review website. I've written for other outlets as well. And I've been very lucky and privileged to be a regular guest on film-focused podcasts, such as The Matinee, which is based here in Toronto as well. So that's a little bit about me. My love for film has been sort of a lifelong passion. I also did a combined honors and one of my majors being film studies in university. So film has been very close to me and specifically writing about film has been very close to me for a large portion of my life.
Great. So for listeners who are new to Toronto Film Files, can you tell me more about that, please?
Yeah, for sure. So Toronto Film Files is really a labor of love that I just started for myself when I came back to Toronto after university. So I'm originally from Scarborough. I went to university in Ottawa. And while I was in university, I would take the bus home during the week of TIFF and volunteer during TIFF. And I would, you know, take the late bus back so I wouldn't miss any classes. And that's kind of when I started writing about my TIFF experiences. And at first it was just something that, you know, I would sort of keep for myself or share with close friends. And over time, as I started volunteering more with TIFF and other films and arts organizations in Toronto, such as Hot Docs, Luminato, and various arts festivals here, I decided to start a blog about it and blog about my experiences volunteering or working at various film-related events. And then it just sort of naturally evolved into writing about the films themselves, which has sort of been my goal for the longest time. So that's kind of how it organically evolved.
I know this is a pretty broad question, but over the years, have there been maybe one or two highlights of the of TIFF that you'd like to mention?
Yes, I think so. TIFF for me is such a special time. It's my favorite time to be in Toronto during that 10 days of TIFF. There's such an energy to the city. We have people from all over the world coming here to enjoy cinema from all over the world. So it's kind of, in my opinion, a very, very special event. And I think we're very lucky that TIFF is a public film festival. So members of the public can come as well as industry folks and things like that. So it's really kind of an interesting audience. I think one of my favorite highlights is actually not necessarily one particular thing, but just all the wonderful friendships and relationships I've made with people through TIFF, whether it was through volunteering or waiting 3 hours in a rush line and meeting people from California. When I was volunteering, I would do festival village tours. So this was on behalf of TIFF. I was a TIFF docent, and I would take folks on tours of sort of the key festival venues. And we had people come from Vietnam, from France, all over Canada, the US, that would come and take these free tours. And I would get to see their faces light up when we would show them the venues and talk about the history and the kind of unique moments to each venue. Those are, I think, in my opinion, some of the most magical moments, just bonding and connecting with people over our love of film.
So TIFF is fully back in person for the first time since 2019. What were your initial reactions to the decision?
Yeah, you know what? I have sort of complicated feelings about it, or nuanced feelings about it, I guess I should say. I personally, since the beginning of, you know, lockdowns here in Toronto, I've tried to be very safe and, you know, staying home and following all the public health, you know, measures to protect everyone. So I was really happy when TIFF pivoted to a digital platform in 2020 and 2021, because it meant that people could still enjoy films and connect over films, albeit in a way that kept people safe. So this year, when I found out they were reopening it, on one side, I was so happy and so thrilled that we were at this point where we can gather together again and have that collective movie going experience, because I truly think there is something very special in that kind of collective communal, you're in a theater experiencing a film together. But at the same time, I was a little concerned, you know, also about the health situation. You know, we're going into fall. It is kind of the key time for things to be going around. So having everyone packing theaters, on one hand, I was so happy to see it and so happy to hear that was happening. But of course, there was a part of me that was initially a little worried, like, is this really safe? How is this going to go? And I was also a little bit concerned that there, with the move to going back in person, would that completely dismantle all of the great accessibility progress that's been made by having a digital festival? So, you know, I have a lot of folks in my life who, you know, deal with, you know, chronic illnesses and things like that. And having a digital TIFF the past 2 years has been a game changer for them to be able to watch films in a way that's accessible for them. So I'm happy that TIFF has maintained a portion of their digital structure and their digital format of the festival. I hope that it doesn't ever get completely eradicated. It would be great if there is a very fulsome digital experience of the festival as well. But I think it's nuanced feelings, you know. It's there's so much happiness and joy to be back together, but there is of course still concern about what this means for accessibility and health, of course.
Mm-hmm. That's actually very interesting, because that leads to my next question, where you did mention the in-person experience of a film plus the one that you could do at home through digital streaming. I'd like to just know your thoughts on, I guess, this being the new normal now, especially for what you mentioned with accessibility of people who are also cinephiles, but they still want to have that type of experience at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's space for both, and there should be space for both. And in my opinion, you know, the theater is my happy place. It's always going to be my happy place. I think there truly is something, you know, I think there's something very special, almost biological to our core, that, you know, seeing a beautiful work of art with other people, surrounded by other humans, I think there is something inherently kind of special about that. And also from a technical perspective, being able to see a film on a big screen with clear picture, clear sound, or seeing it in IMAX, if that's what the director intended, I think that is a very special and important factor of film going. But at the same time, that's not to say that watching a film at home, you know, on your laptop or on your TV at home takes away from the experience. I think it's just a different kind of experience. So I think there's space for both, and they're both of value.
For this year's festival, I'd actually just know your thoughts now. What are the ones you have been looking forward to, or the ones you've seen or you plan to watch?
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy to speak about some of the films. I think what's beautiful about the return to the in-theater festival, or the hybrid in-theater as well as digital at-home festival, is that there's just a plethora of great films that are out there right now. I think a really special screening for me last night, I was very fortunate to be able to see Pearl at its Midnight Madness screening. And for anyone out there that hasn't been to a Midnight Madness, if you're into genre films such as horror, thrillers, or just weird, bizarre genre stuff, I highly encourage you to check out Midnight Madness. It's a completely it's almost like a completely separate festival than the rest of TIFF. It is, as the name says, the film's premiere at midnight, and you have a very specific kind of genre crowd there. Everyone is super high energy, very excited for the film. People are throwing beach balls around in a theater, and everyone's clapping along to all of the ad spots. And people, I think, feel free because it is like a genre. It's almost like a sub-festival within TIFF where it's all genre films. People feel free to like share their reactions. You know, if people scream, they really scream at Midnight Madness. If they laugh, they really laugh. So seeing Pearl last night amongst that kind of audience was just truly so much fun and just heightened the experience of that film. And Pearl is kind of a unique situation wherein the director released a film called X, which came out not too long ago and got a lot of buzz among the horror and genre set. And when Pearl was announced to be premiering at TIFF, there was a lot of excitement because it was coming out, you know, it's sort of, at least these days, somewhat unusual for a film to be released and then a prequel to be premiered so soon after. And apparently the director mentioned that was due to the actual filming conditions, filming during the pandemic. They were in New Zealand, which was, you know, quite a safe place to be. And they were already out there and they figured, why not make a second film? And they did. And so I think it's kind of that in and of itself, technically, is a really interesting thing that they shot this almost as one long movie, but then cut it into two films with completely different tones and visual references. And then at the premiere last night, they did a little bit of a teaser that there's going to be a third film coming out within this sort of series or in this universe that the director has created. So that was a very special screening to be at and to see and feel the reactions of the crowd around us. There's a lot of, I would highly encourage people to see Canadian films, support Canadian filmmakers. I myself saw The Young Arsonist the other day, which was a really interesting exploration of trauma and female rage set in rural Canada in the 1980s, made by a local director as well. There's a film that's getting a lot of buzz that's also made by local Ontario filmmaker called I Like Movies by Chandler Levac. So I would highly, I haven't seen it yet, but it is certainly on my list. It's getting very positive reviews and a lot of buzz. But yeah, I would just encourage people to go out and see Canadian films and support local filmmakers. You know, seeing the big buzzy films is super fun. It's great to go to be at the premiere and feel that energy. But if you can and have time, I would definitely make space for seeing Canadian films because we have a wealth of talent here and interesting and Canadian stories coming out of our backyard, really. So it'd be great for people to kind of get that experience of seeing a Canadian film here at TIFF.
I guess, like you've already mentioned, seeing the bigger ones and then also taking time to see the independent ones. Overall, what else do you hope film fans, audiences, like take from this year's festival? Like, is there a specific theme or a specific feel you think that is something that you hope audience members experience?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. I think what I hope comes out of this festival or something that is reinvigorated during this festival is a sense of community care and community support, whether that's, you know, going and buying a ticket and supporting a local Canadian film at the festival, or if it's, you know, doing something as simple as, you know, following you know, healthcare measures to keep yourself and your community safe while you all can enjoy films. That in and of itself is an act of care for the essential workers, the volunteers, for yourself and your fellow film goers, and amplifying films as much as possible. I was again very privileged to be at the panel discussion for The Woman King, and Viola Davis was very clear saying, you know, if you want to see stories told by different communities, go out and buy a ticket and see the film, write about the film, whatever you can do, whatever is accessible to you, please do that and support the creatives and the workers who are getting these stories told. I hope the main thing that people take away from this is really just a sense of community and community care and support. I hope everyone enjoys TIFF and, enjoy every moment. I would say take some time, again, to see a big, big, splashy, buzzy movie, but also take the time to see some hidden gems. What I like to do is if I had a night off that I was free and have the time, I would just go to whichever, I would just choose a venue. I would see what still had tickets available and I would just go in without knowing anything about the film. And I've had so many beautiful experiences watching incredible films by filmmakers from all over the world, established filmmakers, independent filmmakers. It's been some of my favorite memories have come from doing that. So yeah, I would just encourage people to be adventurous, whether you're watching films at home on the digital TIFF platform or going to the theater. Just enjoy it and try something new.
That was Joe Lee of the Toronto Film Files. The films mentioned in this episode are Pearl, directed by Ty West, The Young Arsonist, directed by Shelley Pai, and I Like Movies by Toronto's own Chandler Levesque. The Toronto International Film Festival is running from September 8th to the 18th this year. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative,